A vaccine against the virus behind COVID-19 offers the only certain return to normalcy. Even so, misinformation and conspiracy theories about a possible vaccine already abound, and a vaccine hasn't even been developed yet. It's an issue people have been trying to combat for other vaccines that do exist. As Ray Ellen Bichelle reports, Colorado researchers are taking an interesting approach.
Back in February at the Durango Public Library, Dr. Mandy Dempsey addressed a room of 14 future ninjas. Ninjas fighting misinformation.
So the goal of this part is to get everybody on the same page.
In this area and other rural counties, adolescents in particular are missing vaccines, and doctors and researchers are kind of stumped about how to solve it. There have been plenty of studies about how to boost vaccination rates. For example,
I'm going to tell you about this really interesting study that was a national study of parents, and this was about the MMR vaccine. That's the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine.
Researchers wanted to know what information would get parents to vaccinate their kids. They split the parents into five groups. One group got a paper about how MMR does not cause autism. Another got a detailed information sheet about the vaccine.
A third group got pictures of children that had measles, mumps, and rubella, and a little explanation like, hey, these are the diseases that we want to prevent. And then the fourth group didn't get pictures, but they got this like emotional story from a parent who had a child who had a really severe case of measles and what that was like for them.
And a control group got information about something totally unrelated to the MMR vaccine.
So who wants to guess which one of these was the most effective message? Three, okay. Any other thoughts? Four. So what happened was that actually none of the interventions worked. Isn't that depressing?
The room filled with nervous laughter. And in fact, Dempsey continued, in some cases, it actually backfired.
Well, if you're fearful to begin with, then you just see this awful picture.
But Dempsey is clear. This is not meant as discouragement. It's meant as a rallying cry. Because there is no silver bullet for getting people to vaccinate more. They need local solutions.
Because it really is influenced by where you live and who's around you and kind of what's going on in your day-to-day life. What the culture is like in your environment.
The six-hour meeting was just the first of many to take place over the course of many months in a process called boot camp translation. And the goal is for this team of people, parents, high schoolers, college students, school nurses, to figure out what messages will work to boost vaccination in their area.
So now we're at the start of the boot camp. Yay!
Dempsey is a professor of pediatrics at the University of Colorado and a practicing pediatrician with Children's Hospital Colorado. She says the main concern for this boot camp is one specific vaccine, HPV, the one that protects against cervical cancer and other diseases. And she says, who knows what the group may come up with to address that?
Like things that have been created in the past have been, you know, coffee mugs that the doctor's office gives out or posters that you put at the bus stop.
Whatever it is, the researchers will see if the campaign corresponds with a boost in vaccination. Dr. Jack Westfall and his colleagues pioneered this community solutions method in eastern Colorado.
This is so exciting to see boot camp translation get moved over to the western slope.
Back in 2003, he and the High Plains Research Network were focused on the higher rates of colon cancer death in their area compared to other parts of the country.
The community then said, well, you know, here's the deal. We need to understand more about colon cancer, about colorectal cancer screening, before we would ever be able to come up with an intervention to improve the screening rates in rural Colorado.
So they brought in a doctor for a few hours of presentations so local farmers, ranchers, school teachers, and business owners could learn more about colon cancer.
And then they found out that if you do a colonoscopy and you find a polyp and you remove it, you can actually prevent colon cancer from progressing. So it's not just about finding cancer, it's about potentially preventing cancer.
The community decided to ditch the medical jargon and come up with messaging to get people to get tested more. So they ended up publishing personal stories in local newspapers. They made mugs that instead of saying got milk said got polyps, and they distributed flyers at farm auctions.
And within a couple years, the testing rates in those communities had gone up 10%.
Since then, the method has been used in a number of communities across the country on issues like asthma, high blood pressure, birth control, and now vaccines. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.